Every day, headlines like these beg the question, is Elon Musk trying to screw up the federal government on purpose? Look, Elon may not be the profound genius that Trump makes him out to be.
He's a seriously high IQ individual.
But he knows what he's doing, even though it's not making the government more efficient. For all the efficiency talk, the ultimate objective of DOGE is to transfer public services to the control of private businesses, better known as privatization. Remember when Musk waved around that chainsaw on stage representing DOGE hacking away at the federal government? The stunt was inspired by this guy, Argentina's President Javier Milei, who did it first. Musk and Milei have bonded over their shared pro-privatization ideology. They both want to commodify public utilities and services, bringing them under the control of for-profit companies.
The billionaire leading Donald Trump's cost-cutting effort says it's time to sell off Amtrak and the U.S. Postal Service. He said the government should privatize everything that can be privatized.
That's the long game of all of these chaotic DOGE cuts. The idea is to diminish and weaken government programs so that the private sector can swoop in. As the Washington Post put it, DOGE's ultimate goal is to limit the scope of government and privatize what is left. Or in other words, breaking our public services so that certain people can get rich selling private replacements. When government-managed programs underperform, that damages the reputation of public institutions in general. In that sense, we could call Musk's approach the Pruitt-Igoe method. In the 1950s, public housing advocates mustered the political power and resources to build a phenomenal social housing complex in St. Louis called Pruitt-Igoe, designed by the same architect who did the World Trade Center.
Here in bright new buildings with spacious grounds, they can live.
It was like an oasis in the desert, all this newness. I never thought I would live in that kind of a surrounding.
This created a major PR disaster for those opposing social housing and other programs that bypassed private markets. So over time, pro-privatization forces systematically underfunded Pruitt-Igoe, forcing it into a condition of horrible disrepair.
Pruitt-Igoe looks like a battleground. Vandalism and neglect have left fear among the remaining occupants.
Eventually, they declared it uninhabitable and demolished it.
What happened?
Well, one day we woke up and it was all gone.
And then they turned around and said, Pruitt-Igoe is proof. Public housing doesn't work. They could hardly wait to use its failure as a cudgel. One year after it was demolished, President Nixon imposed a moratorium on housing assistance. That's a pretty good illustration of how Elon Musk is now using DOGE to advance the cause of privatization. So when you see Elon Musk and DOGE move to cut 10,000 postal service workers under the guise of efficiency, nobody's really doing.